Isn't that the most wonderful thing to see?
Amen.
It is curious that as we look at the past year, that the kids had a lot of activity that was going on, and to see all the people that were involved, it was really neat to see the church coming together in that way. Don't worry, I'm not getting to speak a whole sermon, because what you've already seen is a sermon in itself. But I wanted to draw our attention to what we call banding together. Oh, we are the Pathfinder strong, the servants of God are we. Faithful as we march along in, they added a word on me, kindness, truth, and purity. When I was younger, there was no kindness, apparently. A message to tell the world, a truth that will set us free. King Jesus, our Savior, is coming back for you and for me. Many a band of young people have sang this song in many different locations. Many different people have gotten their master guide, and all of those candles, they didn't exist when I first started. There were a lot less. But I know over the years, as we have seen the Pathfinders and we have heard what they had to say in their pledges and law, it seems like they have it together pretty well, doesn't it? That they understand who Jesus is, and that as Pathfinders, they make a statement as they march along that they know God. As well as the Seventh-day Adventist Church and Christian verse and song, I think it's very fitting that we hear that song today, because it might give us a little motivation and a little boost that we are, in fact, what the Pathfinders claim to be. Today, as we band together, I know in my mind, whenever I heard the word band, I would think about, what instrument do you play? Do you play the guitar, the drums? Do you sing? Saxophone, maybe, trumpet, something? But when we talk about banding together this way, we talk about a cohesiveness that is brought by one unifying fact, that the Pathfinders are Pathfinders. The pledges, the laws, and all the things that they do with their honors all have to do with Jesus Christ and all have to do with becoming one as a unit. As they march, it's kind of cute to see at first when you say forward march, sometimes they start with their left, sometimes they start with their right. And when they're really young, they just march along, sometimes just going, I have no idea what I'm doing here, but I'm marching along with everybody. And the older they get, they become in step with one another. I had a text, Psalms 50. I'm not going to read it today. If you would like to read it later, it is a proclamation by God that we're part of his band. We're part of his saints. We're part of his people. And when he calls us, he wants us to be counted. And he wants us to be part of his coterie, which means a unified group. As we look at the call of God that draws us together under one banner, it may be a banner that is a Christian banner, because some of you here today are Christians, in fact. Some of you come from many different faiths today, but we want to welcome you to our family today as we celebrate the young people that we have. A part of who we are is what the Pathfinders proclaim to be. When we die, we don't just look out and say, look at all those people in the graves. We look at this place as a place of hope also. We cannot take away from what we hear from the Pathfinders and say, oh, there's no hope. Knowing that God is calling us to follow him, knowing that the world around us is going to be judged in a positive light by God, is something that we all proclaim. As we march to different cadences, we all march to the same goal. In fact, there's a lot of Pathfinders that are like, I didn't get that honor. How many of you have come close to getting an honor and didn't quite get it because you couldn't quite fulfill the requirements? I'll raise my hand. I'm a master guide. And there are some that I just didn't get because I could not qualify for it. A lot of it had to do with presidential fitness. Some of you remember that? Yeah. How many pull-ups? Ooh. But you know what? Being a Pathfinder or being a Christian is not about being the best. It's about being better than you were yesterday. And as Pathfinders learn that, I find it amazing that they grow in Jesus Christ. The final story I'd like to tell you today is something that I taught this last week in outdoor school. I was able to talk about wings. I love airplanes and I love helicopters and things like that. And so I went into nature looking for those things, and we were able to make things that looked kind of like the things in nature. The one fun thing that we did was fold paper and make it into a bat that actually flew like an airplane. Mine crashed. But it did flap its wings a couple times, so it did make some attempt. But I was drawn to the geese. Now, I know that they're already starting to fly. That makes me nervous, because it's that time of year when the fall comes around. But those stately geese are very impressive. In sermonillustrations.com, I looked and I saw that there was a story about winging their way to a warmer climate. They cover thousands and thousands of miles reaching their destination. But have you ever studied how they get there and why they get there as a unit? It's fascinating to read that, and it's been discovered that their flight pattern, the V that we're all familiar with, is helpful in their flight south. The one in front is their leader, and that leader never stays the leader. It rotates quite often. It's the strongest of the geese, the one that has the most stamina at the moment, and it leads the geese that get tired, and it changes place with the one on the wing and the V formation. Usually on the longest part of it is the weakest one, because they draft off one another. By flying as they do, the members of the flock create an upward air current from one another. Each flap of the wings literally creates an uplift for the bird immediately following them in the back. The author states that by flying in that V formation, the whole flock gets 71% greater flight range than if just one goose was flying. When one goose gets sick or wounded, two fall out of formation with it, and down they go to help protect it and nurse it back to health, and they stay with it until it's able to fly again. The geese in the rear of the formation are the ones that do the honking. I did not know that. It's not the one struggling the most in the front going, "Ooh, I know I've got a lot on my shoulders," but it's the one at the rear, the one that is drafting off one another, that's doing the honking. And I can imagine them saying, "Go, go, go, go." Because that's how many honks it almost sounds like when they're going by. I suppose it's their way of announcing that all is well, let's keep going. For sure, the repeated honks encourage one another to stay in this flight pattern. As I think about all this, the one lesson that stands out above all things is that natural instincts of geese work together. Whether it's rotating, flapping, helping, or simply honking, the flock is in it together, which enables them to accomplish what they set out to do. Chuck Swindoll, October 1991. For those of you who don't know, pathfinding is something that requires a lot of time, and it requires a lot of dedication and stamina. But with dedication and encouragement of one another, the Pathfinders always make it to the end, and they get their honors and patches and things like that. How many of you, just curious this morning, have ever been a Pathfinder? Lots. We have, is it 21 or 20 Pathfinders this year? 20. We have 20 Pathfinders this year, and soon we'll be going over to Bering Springs, Michigan for the Lake Union Pathfinder Camporee. And in just a short while, in a year or two here, we're going to be going out to Wyoming to the big international camporee. So they'll have to raise some funds before they do that, because that's a long drive out there. But I know that we'll make it, because Pathfinders persevere. I just want to encourage you today, as you think about what happened here today, to rededicate your life and rededicate your ability to come alongside the rest of the individuals here at church and fly in the patterns that enable others to be able to make it to the end. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us examples, not only in nature, but from our young people. The lessons that they teach us, dear Father, sometimes go right to our hearts and minds. We pray, dear Father, that you'll help us to take everything that we've seen and heard here today to heart And dear Father, that we may be one of your band, that as we band together as a church family and support these young people, that you will give us the wisdom that we need, the strength that we need, and the support we need. In Jesus' name, amen.